This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
It is Friday the 13th, 2019. I am your host, Alex Jones. This is going to be a very informative and very important transmission. Tom Papert is going to be steering the ship. We're going to have Andrew Tate, who is incredibly smart. And I had an amazing two-hour meeting with him last night about what's happening in Europe and Eastern Europe and what happened to Ceausescu and a model of what's going to happen here with the left. Really powerful information. He's going to be in for the third and fourth hour. He'll be hosting by himself in the fourth hour. If I'm done with the work I'm focusing on right now, I'll be coming back on the broadcast as well. But regardless, we've got Owen Schroyer and the rest of the crew in D.C. with big breaking news there. We just had Will Johnson obviously confront Nadler, who's running the whole show trial situation in the House. InfoWars is hitting on all cylinders. We're really rising to the occasion with only 300 and some days out from the election. And I'm just, again, very thankful for the listeners keeping us in the game. But we are not disappointing. And I'm just very thankful to God because this is a lot more important than a football game. This is for all the marbles. Again, I just want to say the crew we've got at InfoWars is amazing. And I am very, very thankful to them. I just can't help but be thankful. I'm very, very appreciative. And I think as bad as things are in the world, we should sit back and thank God that really evil's being revealed in a way never before done. And we're coming from behind so far. And as we learn all of these horrors, and as we learn about all these different big atrocities, it's infuriating. And I get really angry myself, but if you just look at all the positive things that are happening, the pedophile rings, the kidnapping rings, the blackmail rings, the globalism is satanic and anti-human, that it's occulting, its roots, how it operates, its strategies, its structures. Their whole system is being revealed, and their system cannot survive exposure. So the few minutes I have left in this segment, let me get to the big news here. Even if the conservative coalition in the UK isn't perfect, it's having to act like it's anti-New World Order, anti-globalist, and Nigel Farage is the power behind the throne, and he is a great patriot and wants sovereignty and free market and pro-Western values. And Boris Johnson just won a staggering victory. Normally, the globalists can use parliamentary manipulation to always have a fractured, divided government. As bad as our two-party system is, it's better than having, 15 parties. That's how Merkel stayed in power, even though she gets like 20% of the vote. Well, this is a huge rout for the Labour Party and the left that wanted to stay in the EU. And they put all these fake polls saying that, oh, even though the Conservatives and the Nationalists had been 15 points ahead a few months ago, now it was a dead heat. That was just an attempt to keep people from going out and voting. It's a landslide, despite all the election fraud and all the illegals brought in to vote. And it's about repudiating open borders and globalism and the Islamification of Europe. And it's a very, very good message. Huge demonstrations by the millions in France, Germany. People are really waking up, and it is an exciting time to be alive. We'll be walking through all of this on this Friday the 13th, 2019 Worldwide Broadcast. But the headline is on InfoWars.com. Conservatives gain enough seats to outright majority in UK Parliament. Labour had a disappointing night, losing big. Big article breaking it all down on InfoWars.com. So many other big facets we're going to be laying out. This whole fiasco in the House is backfiring on the Democrats. Now the Republicans can ask questions. If it goes to the Senate, the trial is going to destroy them as well. I think it's a mixed bag, but maybe Trump's right. There should be a long trial, so he has a chance to respond to all of this. It's all coming up today. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com, Tomorrow's News Today. Band-Aid video is exploding thanks to all of you spreading the word. It's really an exciting time to be alive, and everything the globalists are doing is backfiring All right, we're going to come back. I'll do a brief breakdown of Friday the 13th's history. And Tom Papert is loaded, like I say, for bear. Please spread the word. This is not a participation sport. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
The 12 Days of Christmas Super Sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 Days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the InfoWar, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. Secure a bottle of the good halogen X3 at cost at $29.95 and get a free bottle of BioTrue Selenium. Buy Real Red Pill Plus and Real Red Pill at 65% off and get a free bottle of Selenium as well. Silver Bullet is only $9.95. Ultimate Female Force and Super Female Vitality Combo are at cost at $29.95. 8-Pack Power Stack is also at cost at $29.95 with free shipping and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
At dawn on Friday the 13th, October 1307, a date sometimes linked with the origin of Friday the 13th superstition, King Philip IV ordered de Molay and scores of other French Knights Templars to be simultaneously arrested. Then they were systematically tortured and killed. Some of the Knights Templars were able to flee to Scotland and began to establish a major move, what was called the Black Nobility, out of areas of Europe and what is Italy today to the British, Irish, and Scottish Isles, establishing what would later become the British Empire. This information that I'm laying out is mainline history. But again, the general public has been kept in the dark about the tentacles of history that stretch from the past into the future. And the different power structures that existed then still have their modern manifestations today. Look at the Vatican. It is its own sovereign nation based in what is, again, Italy today. But previously, just 160 years ago or so, Italy wasn't even a nation. It was a collection of kingdoms, just as the Austrian-Hungarian Empire was as well, but was then later fused together. The Knights Templar is one of the oldest continuing secret societies on the planet today. What were secret societies in ancient times are simply called intelligence agencies in modern times. But intelligence agencies themselves, operating in secret with unlimited budgets above the law, really just form gangs, or in many cases, organized crime units, themselves fractured with different factions within. This type of government destroys open, free societies. And when unchecked, always grows like a cancer until the body politic falls into third world slavery and serfdom. And the globalists know that and are directing the planet towards the destruction of the nation state. They don't even want a giant super world government. They want a world regulatory system that enslaves the general public and then armored above the law city states will rule all the subsections. You may have heard of this before. You see it in movies like Hunger Games. But Hunger Games is not inventing these ideas. It's simply compositing it into a science fiction projection or cosmology to begin to condition and direct the public. In my film Endgame 2.0 that was released on the internet to supplement the original film and DVD, we show the government documents with Dr. Michael Kaufman that are public, where the UN admits they want to return world government systems that were first being developed by ancient empires like the Romans, Babylonians, and Egyptians to the planet on a planetary scale and base it around paganism and occultism and even return human sacrifice. This is all public. It's all diabolical. And it must be opposed. If we submit to it, we are signing our own death warrants. This system can easily be defeated if we will admit what is being established. But for the last 50 years, as they constructed private corporate world government, the media has been telling us it doesn't exist. Now it exists, but they tell you that you'll be deplatformed, you'll be arrested, you'll be attacked, you'll be demonized, you'll be called anti-Semitic if you talk about it. When Hitler himself created the brainchild that became the European Union. This is not a Nazi conspiracy. It's not a Jewish conspiracy. It's not a Vatican conspiracy. It is a corruption conspiracy. It is a conspiracy of Satanism, of the occult. And it works through all of these hidden organizations and hidden hands. It works through the occult, which means hidden. This is your history lesson for Friday the 13th, 2019. I'm Alex Jones. Find more at band.video.
Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I am Tom Papert filling in for Alex today as he is off on a very important mission. You just heard the explainer for the significance of the day, Friday the 13th. And Alex Jones in the previous segment gave a summary of the massive blow dealt to the globalists yesterday in the UK, the United Kingdom. Boris Johnson is reigning supreme in the single largest conservative victory the nation has seen since the days of Margaret Thatcher. It's truly unbelievable. Many, 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 including Sky News, are crediting the Brexit Party, that is, of course, Nigel Farage's party, for pushing it over the edge and making Labour lose in the strongholds it has held in some cases for nearly 70 years. We've seen Jeremy Corbyn, who is, of course, the British Bernie Sanders, promising socialism. He doesn't even couch it, saying democratic socialism. It's just socialism in the UK. We've seen him now resign in disgrace after a crushing victory. This also comes after media all across the world, from Fox News to British media, has been suggesting that the Liberals, the Labour in the UK, were going to pull off an upset. And they were going to win, or at least make it close enough that we might just get that second referendum. Of course, none of that will happen now. It's over 300 seats for the Tories, for the Conservatives. Nothing. They're almost wiped off the map. It's reminiscent of 2016 here in the United States. President Trump, of course, is promising a tighter relationship than ever before with the UK. He says that it will be a very prosperous relationship with a trade deal favoring the UK and shunning the European Union. And of course, Boris Johnson is not perfect. He is a little bit of a old hat conservative, a George Bush conservative, a Mitt Romney conservative. But when the alternative is socialism, nationalizing industry, I'd say the British made a very, very good choice. In the second hour, we'll have National File British contributor Jack Hadfield. He's our correspondent across the pond. We'll have him on to explain the significance of this victory. We're also going to have Patrick Howley on the show. He's another writer for National File. He's also a contributor at Epoch Times, formerly at Breitbart, formerly at Daily Caller. He's going to explain the IG report with some insight that nobody else has really had. He's going to do the same for impeachment. He was one of the first people to really start breaking down the significance of all the little tidbits. While myself, Alex, and everybody else were discounting it, he looked into the actual 400-some page report and found some massive, massive contradictions. Let's start today by going over some of this British news. This is from Infowars.com. Conservatives gain enough seats for an outright majority. 363 seats, with the Labour winning a paltry 203. Boris Johnson is now promising closure over Brexit. And he is going to promise to reinvigorate the NHS. That's, of course, Britain's national socialist health system. He's hoping to help Britain heal after what has been years, years now of hatred and loathing, both sides hating each other. And I want to underscore Corbyn, the socialist, the British Bernie Sanders, he was promising to everyone that should he win, there would be a second referendum, outright destroying democracy. If you don't vote the way the elite wants you to, well, you just keep voting until you get it right. So it is a massive, massive landslide in the United Kingdom. I think that the British are going to have a bright new future, and this is essentially a transitory government. Soon, we will likely see them go down the same path as the United States. We saw, of course, in the last election, the Brexit Party made unbelievable gains. They were able to acquiesce to let the Tories, the Conservatives, win. And now, we finally have a freer Great Britain. When we come back, I'm going to unveil the deal of the day. It's, of course, the 12 days of Christmas at InfoWarsStore.com. You are watching The Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Papert, and we'll be back right after this short break.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I am Tom Pappert, Editor-in-Chief for National File, filling in for Alex today as he's off on a very important mission. We're going to continue up on the coverage of the devastating blow to the globalists that occurred yesterday in the United Kingdom. Boris Johnson's massive victory, the biggest since Margaret Thatcher. Labour in a stunning defeat, losing some strongholds they've held for nearly 70 years. Now, tell me if this sounds familiar. This is by Paul Joseph Watson at Infowars.com. Leftists plan to protest against democracy after conservatives win the UK election. They're saying, not my prime minister. Resist racist Johnson. It's almost like these leftists, they just hate all freedom. They hate all democracy. They hate all representative government worldwide. So long as they don't get their way, they're going to cry and bitch and moan like the spoiled children they are. The leftist Labour supporters immediately announced plans to protest the result of a democratic election once again, writes Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com, after the Conservatives swept to a crushing victory in last night's UK election. Boris Johnson's Tories crushed Labour, led by Jeremy Corbyn, in a decisive repudiation of hard left policies and a reassertion of the 2016 Brexit vote. By the way, folks, if you ever think things move slowly here in the United States, keep in mind that the British people voted for Brexit before we put Trump into office. Many people consider it to be the prelude to President Trump's victory, the massive vote for Brexit that saw the people of Great Britain, the people of the actual country, vote to leave the fascistic communistic union known as the European Union. Going on, many Labour supporters reacted with the usual flood of outright hysteria and emotional meltdowns, but some vowed to protest the result. An event hosted by Stand Up to Racism will see protesters gather at Downing Street today at 5 p.m. British time for a Not My Prime Minister rally. I can't wait to see the British version of the leftist hysterics here in the United States. Maybe they'll get one screaming at the sky, no! That would certainly be interesting and very familiar. In other words, just like every other time in recent years, notes Paul, instead of taking their defeat gracefully and using it to facilitate a moment of reflection, the left are just going to continue their prolonged hissy fit. Of course, there's another group holding a demonstration in Glasgow, Scotland, who they claim is not fit to represent a multicultural society. Isn't multiculturalism grand? I mean, that's kind of what the Brexit vote was about. Control immigration, control who was coming into the country. This is part of the problem with socialized healthcare as well. So they have this socialized healthcare system, but then they have something called healthcare tourism, where if you are from Iraq or Afghanistan or anywhere, and you go to the United Kingdom, and you say have stage 2 cancer, well, the British health care system, the NHS, the socialized medicine of the Brits, they are obliged to help you. So you can set foot on British soil and immediately get hundreds of thousands of pounds in health care provided to you at the leisure, provided to you at the cost of the British taxpayers. Is there any wonder these people voted for Brexit? Going on, The fact they're literally protesting against the outcome of a Democratic election once again underscores how the left has been taken over by an ugly authoritarian mob. And I would add to what Paul wrote, an authoritarian mob of children, of which maybe in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, but children nonetheless. Meanwhile, analysts are pointing out the last night's results is yet another indication that the populist wave which swept Europe, and I would add the globe, in 2016, is not stopping anytime soon. Now we'll be down to people like Farage and the Brexit Party to ensure the conservatives follow through on their mandate and get Brexit done. And as I said in the last segment, many people are crediting the Brexit Party, that is, of course, the brand new political party started by Nigel Farage, for making this happen. There are a large number of people who would never vote for Labour, but they would also never vote for the Conservatives. Conservatives, of course, turned a blind eye to massive pedophilia scandals. They had the disgusting and useless Theresa May, who sat on Brexit for years and did nothing but bow to the demands of the European Union. So most folks, a lot of folks, were fed up with them. So if they wouldn't vote for the Conservatives outright, many saw the Brexit Party as a happy alternative. These could be liberals, or at least classical liberals, who wanted to see Brexit done, but could not see themselves voting for Conservatives. So again, Brexit Party Nigel Farage is being credited greatly. Now, this is another fun one by Paul Joseph Watson, Infowars.com. Left-wing newspaper advises people, quote, how to leave the United Kingdom after election loss. Remember, here in the United States, it was Canada. They were all going to go to Canada. I don't think many people have actually left for Canada just yet. I could be wrong. Let's see where they're going to go in the UK. Boris Johnson's Conservative Party swept to victory over Labour, ran hard left manifesto under their leader, Corbyn. Shortly after the results of an exit poll were made public showing the Conservatives would win a large majority, some leftists on Twitter began threatening to leave the country. The Independent article asserted that some people of color were considering leaving the UK if the Tories retained power. Quote, other than just packing possessions, kissing loved ones goodbye, and boarding international transport, how do you actually leave the country? Asked the piece, before giving advice on how people need to settle their tax affairs before they move abroad. I really don't think anybody's going to be leaving the United Kingdom, especially not now, as it is once again on the path to prosperity. So in the next segment, we're going to have another message from Alex Jones himself. Before we do that, I want to make the big reveal. Infowarsstore.com is, of course, doing the 12 days of Christmas with a new sale each and every day. And today, it is none other than Ultra 12, which is a fantastic product that is right now at an unbelievable price. This deal may be the best I've ever seen this specific product at. In fact, all of the deals that are on the 12 days of Christmas sale right now, I don't think I've ever seen these prices before. These sales cannot last forever. And folks, you know you've got to do Christmas shopping. You know you've got to buy things for your loved ones. Why waste your money with the establishment stores, the Dick's Sporting Goods, the Cabela's, all of these terrible, terrible companies? Why waste your money with them when you can get Ultra 12 at InfowarsStore.com? When you can get BrainForce Plus at InfowarsStore.com? Super Blue Singles and Super Blue Combo Packs, 30% off, 60% off Knockout, 60% off Bodies, and of course, yes, Ultra 12, 60% off. These deals are going away soon. It is a fantastic way to say Merry Christmas to your loved ones, and you support the InfoWar. This fight would not be possible without you, the viewer, and the listener. So please, InfoWarsStore.com, support this fight. I'm Tom Papert. When we come back, we'll have a short message from Alex Jones. Stay tuned. You're watching The Alex Jones Show.
The 12 Days of Christmas Super Sale has come to InfoWars with free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points. Don't shop with Amazon and other big tech companies that hate your guts. Take the InfoWars Christmas Challenge and support the fight for freedom. Finish your Christmas shopping with one click and support the InfoWar. For the 12 Days of Christmas, we're adding a new special every day, plus free shipping, double Patriot points, and extra stickers in every package to be good little elves and spread the info war, triggering libtards. Check in every day to find the new deals. We're also coming out of the gates with specials we've never had before. The Christmas Mega Pack is at cost at $99.95. Get two bottles of Knockout, two bottles of Brain Force Plus, one box of Turbo Force, one bottle of Ultimate Krill Oil, and one bottle of Survival Shield X3 at cost. Again, find this amazing special and over 100 others at InfoWarsStore.com and support the InfoWar.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Take the children and yourself.
We live in this system where everybody likes to be a victim and whine and bitch and complain all day and beg for help. Well, I'm not begging for help. If you don't fund the InfoWar, the globalists are going to be able to shut it down. Now, I've got plans and I've got operations I can't reveal here on air. But despite all the deplatforming and all the other attacks that I won't go into, they're going to fail keeping us from having a platform to get the truth out. I've got a whole bunch of irons in the fire, but I don't have the resources to keep this on the air for the election and then launch other lives. It's like a video game where you have your lives, and I'm down to one life. The only way I get more lives is for you to buy the product. So I was walking to the studio on Thursday night, and I was looking at the lights off in here. This is what they want to do. They want to turn the lights off in here because they don't want me to be able to get up here and do a big PowerPoint next week, I'm planning, from mainline science reports about vaccines causing brain damage and infertility by design, just like the fluoride. It's all on purpose. They don't want that because we've defeated their operations so many other times. So it's simple. We have the 12 days of Christmas going, and every day we add another thing that's on sale. Well, right now we've got a big list of things that are on sale, and the big one today and yesterday is going to be Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. It's got a 95% curcuminoid. Nobody else has that we know of. I mean, there may be some other brand that does it, and we don't know that. In the industry, 5% is the average. Hardly anybody goes above 80%. We've got a 95% curcuminoid. That's what's good in the turmeric. It's so good. It does so many great things. It's 60% off right now. It's very, very close to cost, but we're selling everything out towards the end of the year so that we have money to operate in the next year. This is so critical. Plus, everybody needs it. So get it for yourself. Get it for a gift. Now, that was yesterday's special. It's continuing on. Today, because I'm shooting this on Thursday, but today will be tomorrow, Friday, it's Ultra 12, which is the same super high-quality, best organic B12 you're going to find out there that we had in Secret 12. It's just when you change the formula, you have to change the name. So it's Ultra 12, the strongest, best you're going to find out there, taken out of the tongue. I don't have time to go into everything that good B12 does, but especially Northern Europeans cannot absorb it normally through the stomach, have all sorts of genetic problems that are triggered by it. But if you're black or you're Chinese, and still, B12 is so great for everybody. This is the best you're going to find, but especially Northern Europeans, give it a try. It'll blow you away. It's totally natural. It's totally pure. Ultra 12 is 60% off right now, free shipping store-wide, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the Bio PCA that's very, very popular because it's such a high-quality version of that that's good for your nail, your hair, your skin, everything. That's a big special. We've got a toothpaste combo with both types of our toothpaste for 50% off and a lot more at InfoWarsStore.com. But again, it's you supporting the InfoWar that funds the operation that makes all of this possible, and these are great products. So just do your Christmas shopping with us, and we defeat the globalist and can launch all these operations and kick butt. You notice we've upped our game massively with only 300 something days left after the election. We are fighting hard as an example to everybody. We are doing this together, so thank you so much. Back to the live broadcast with Tom Papert, Savannah Hernandez, and the rest of the crew on this Friday edition. And then I'll be back this Saturday and Sunday with live and special reports, taking care of some very serious things right now that we're having to deal with. But I'll be back on air, Lord willing. So thank you all again for your prayers, which is paramount. And thank you for remembering InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm Tom Papert filling in for Alex. We are only 325 days out from the election. It is coming and coming fast. My guest for this segment and the next is Patrick Hallies, the senior reporter at nationalfile.com. That's my website. He also writes for the Epoch Times. He's formerly at Breitbart, formerly a Daily Caller. And Patrick was one of the first people when everybody, myself included, was totally discounting the IG Horowitz report. Patrick was breaking it down sentence by sentence, word by word, finding all of the inconsistencies between what was reported by the mainstream media and what was actually found in the report. Also finding all of the, let's just say, questionable behavior from the FBI when it comes to the spying on Trump that they claim wasn't spying somehow, using a trick of language, I guess. So, Patrick, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
It's great to be on the Alex Jones Show. My favorite. My favorite show.
Well, it's phenomenal to have you here. So, Patrick, I've got a giant stack of news here with everything that is coming out with this IG report as well as impeachment. But I just want to start by having you explain to us some what is the biggest bombshell to come from the IG report, in your opinion?
Well, I think it's clear that even the IG admits Obama was pretty centrally involved with this. You have McCabe basically throwing them under the bus and said that the reason he believed the Steele election report needed to be included is because President Obama had, quote, requested everything you have relevant to this topic. We have Obama getting briefed in the Situation Room by Comey. We have Obama getting briefed in July 2016. We have, Obama's fingerprints all over this, in addition to John McCain, in addition to a lot of these deep state fakers, James Comey is totally disgraced in this. So, this is something that I think confirms a lot of what we've been saying for years, thus proving that we're not the conspiracy theorists. The fake news actually is the conspiracy theorists.
Well, that's right. We've been totally vindicated here on the Alex Jones Show and InfoWars as a whole, and the conservatives as a whole have been vindicated for what we've all said over the last several years now, that this likely goes all the way up to the top of the executive branch of government during the Obama administration. But, Patrick, one of the things that is very frustrating for a lot of folks, a lot of listeners and viewers, I'm sure it is, if it's as infuriating for them as it is for me, I would not be surprised. We have, for example, Comey come out on right after the report dropped, but before Horowitz testified before Congress, before the Senate, we had Comey saying that he, in fact, has been vindicated. So what is your message to James Comey, the Jolly Green Giant?
Well, James Comey is the Jolly Green Giant. He has definitely not been vindicated. And in fact, if you look at page 178 of the IG report, you have one of the most ridiculous emails ever, in which James Comey actually tells Peter Strzok that even though he can't verify the Steele dossier, he's still going to go with it because it has, quote, salacious material about the president-elect. Yet he says we could not vouch for the material. So it's proof. I mean, this guy was putting it in email. That's how brazen these people were. They're deep state fakers. Conservative media isn't going to hold these people accountable because they're fundamentally on the same side. Because John McCain and Lindsey Graham, that little Fox puppet, were integrally involved in this. I mean, this is ridiculous. So both parties are complicit in this. The entire swamp is complicit in this. And until we actually have reform and these people are prosecuted and put away, then we're going to continue to be the slaves of the deep state because we are ruled by unelected bureaucrats. And these conservative ink morons, these just complete quislings who are out there pretending to be FISA experts, they are the biggest losers. They need to go away. Everyone hates them. They're doing nothing for this country.
Patrick, we're getting ready to go to break. When we come back, I want to discuss the possible ramifications for the deep state, this intelligence community, the modern secret society, because that, I think, is a big fear of conservatives, that this is all going to be brushed off. They're going to get away scot-free. Of course, we have Durham, in the Attorney General's office, the DOJ, who is looking into this. He's looking at a reportedly possible criminal prosecution. I think at the very least, these people should be fired en masse. It makes no sense to have these people continuing to, quote-unquote, serve the people of the United States of America. Patrick Howley is my guest. He's senior reporter at National File, also a writer for the Epic Times. He will be back with us in the next segment. I'm Tom Papert, filling in for Alex Jones. You are watching The Alex Jones Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea
builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jones.
Mr. Crowley!
Merry Christmas from InfoWars.com. This is a friendly reminder that Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
No.
So while you're gathered with your loved ones over the holiday season, just remember that Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. You, sir, with enough confidence to try to make a drug deal and find square with hundreds of police officers around. Who do you think is going to get it? It's Hillary Clinton. Was it Queen Elizabeth? Was it Benjamin Netanyahu? Was it ABC News? No, Nathan Gilbert Story. Merry Christmas from
course, Owen Schroyer, who spent yesterday outside the New York Times in New York City, bullhorning them for their fake news and Call City platform him. Owen is live now. We're waiting for that video to stabilize. We'll probably be going to him at the top of the hour to see what he's getting up to today. The fun just does not stop with Owen Schroyer, the newest superstar after such an unbelievable week. God bless Owen Schroyer. We need 1,000 or 100,000 more just like him throughout the country. My guest is, of course, Patrick Halley. We're discussing both impeachment and the IG report. So, Patrick, I want to know, because you have been following the deep state for most of your adult life at this point. You're a very accomplished reporter. I cannot thank you enough for all of the great reports you've done. What do you expect, if anything, to happen in the way of reprisal for these people who have been implicated by Horowitz?
Well, that's up to Attorney Durham. We'll see what Attorney Durham comes up with. In the meantime, we have a situation where the Democrats are now probably going to impeach. They seem committed to impeachment. We have a situation where you have Juliana Glover, the establishment Republican consultant, urging Republicans, led by McConnell, to take a secret ballot in the Senate so they can disguise their names from the public and remove Trump from office. And what we have to understand here is that the Republican Party is a quisling party. Lindsey Graham refuses to call any witnesses. He refuses to call Hunter Biden. These people have subpoena power. They are not using the subpoena power. I mean, it is a joke. And they have these conservative media minstrels, these morons, these fat boomer losers who are sitting around on, you know, the internet trying to convince people that they're actually doing something while the country burns.
I cannot agree more with that sentiment. So, Patrick, you have also done some unbelievable reporting on Hunter Biden. You were the first one to get the papers from his divorce where he is allegedly ducking process servers who are trying to find him so they can serve him with more papers. We now know that his financial statements, including the money he made at Burisma Energies, may be subpoenaed as part of this messy divorce he's in the midst of. You also have compared him in a way to Paul Pelosi Jr. That is, of course, the son of Nancy Pelosi, who seems to be another one of these black sheep children that uses their parents' name to enrich themselves to the tune of millions. You interviewed, of course, Corina Feng, the ex-girlfriend of Paul Pelosi Jr. last month. But I'm sure you've been following the escapades of Hunter Biden, who recently has been on an alleged crack and sex binge, words that I do not believe we can repeat on air. This is a family show. But what do you think of the Republicans? I almost wonder if they didn't get a bit of courage by seeing Owen Schroyer storm the impeachment hearing earlier this week and call Jerry Nadler a liar. What do you make of this recent turn of events in Hunter Biden's life and how it may play out on the impeachment front?
Well, Hunter Biden's ex-wife is trying to find him to drag him back into court, but he is evading being served because you know, he's violated his divorce agreement a number of times. Kathleen Biden says she threw him out. He was spending his money in strip clubs. He was spending his money on drugs and not going to the family. Meanwhile, you have Paul Pelosi Jr. The FBI is investigating him, as I reported, because he is engaging in very shady business deals. I spoke to his longtime companion who said that he represents himself as the office of Nancy Pelosi when he does foreign business deals. This is a bad guy. These are bad people. And the Republicans aren't going to hold these people accountable because many of the Republicans are bad people, too. They're part of this system. And, you know, unless people just call out the nonsense, I mean, Fox News is just leading people around and thinking that, you know, there's some kind of opposition to the totalitarianism that's crushing this country. It's sad. It's pathetic what they're doing to people. It's not right. They're giving people a false sense of hope when what's really going on is the Republicans are complicit in the destruction of our country.
Well, that's something that you brought up in the last segment, and I think it is ultimately very, very important that Lindsey Graham was implicated in all of these FISA fiascos, and now, of course, he's positioned himself as essentially a Fox News primetime host taking over for Sean Hannity most nights. He is trying to position himself as a favorite among the GOP. I wouldn't be surprised if he runs for president again in 2024, and he seems to be linking himself as closely closely as possible to Trump. But at the same time, Lindsey Graham is saying that we're not going to call Hunter Biden to testify in the Senate. We're not going to call the whistleblower to testify in the Senate. We're not going to call Adam Shifty Schiff to testify in the Senate. What is going on with Senate Republicans?
Well, Lindsey Graham's a quisling. Lindsey Graham has never been on our side. He's been trying to water down the Trump agenda the whole time with an amnesty bill, with a push for red flag gun laws to confiscate people's guns. He is very much of the swamp. He's still McCain's best buddy. McCain's, very good friend, shall we say. And it's sad. So Fox News has him on in that comedy show they do at 9 o'clock. And, he's the Fox hero. And so conservative people who are programmed by that Fox programming think, oh, wow, he's on our side. And so that psychic hold that the faux network has on people is powerful. But the fact of the matter is the country is being destroyed in real time. And it's not for people like Alex Jones, people like us. The country is just getting crushed right now. And so this last guard of conservatives have been around since, what, the early 60s. Have they ever accomplished anything? They can't conserve female restrooms. They can't conserve little girls being able to go to the bathroom by themselves without having adult men go into the bathroom with them. They can't conserve anything. I'm tired of listening to these people. Done with them.
So what is the solution to all this? In the couple minutes we have left, do we need to send 1,000 Donald Trumps to office? Obviously going to InfoWarsStore.com and helping to fight the InfoWar is a big way to push back. But how do we get a real political victory? We thought we had it when President Trump went to office, but we've seen the deep state sabotage him every step of the way. So what is the next step the American people need to take?
We can't rely on any one hero. I think hopefully this impeachment thing is going to create a massive radical backlash among patriotic people to stand up to what's going on. That's the only way that's going to affect change. We can't rely on people. I hope Attorney Durham prosecutes some people, even if he does, even if James Comey gets indicted. Is that going to save the country single-handedly? There's not going to be any hero to come along. None of these people who pop up on the split screen on the Fox Comedy Network are going to save the day, okay? It's going to take people out in the streets. It's going to take what Alex Jones is doing. It's going to take what our community, our people are doing. That's what's going to save the day.
Patrick Howley, senior reporter for National File, contributor at Epoch Times, formerly Breitbart, formerly Daily Caller. Nobody has a more impressive resume than you. Patrick, where can people find you on social media? Where can people follow you?
I appreciate it. Go ahead and follow me on Twitter, Howley Reporter, H-O-W-L-E-Y, Reporter, Howley Reporter. Need all the support I can get from our people, from good, excellent people who see the truth, who are independent, and who want to knock down the whole house of cards.
Patrick Alley, thanks again for coming on, brother. I hope you come back on real soon.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
In the next segment, we're going to have another National File. He's actually the foreign correspondent in the United Kingdom. He's going to continue breaking down the relevance, the seriousness of the massive conservative victory that happened yesterday with Boris Johnson's conservatives reigning supreme in the UK. That's going to be coming up in the next hour on the Alex Jones Show. We're also going to try to get some video of Owen Schroyer. He's at it again, ladies and gentlemen. Owen, he was already a superstar. He was already a superstar, and he has been for a very long time. But he's going to the next level this week. He's going from a superstar to a megastar, a household name. Everybody saw him in D.C. Everybody saw him in New York. So we'll try to check in with Owen. There he is. We'll come back with him for the first 5 minutes of the next hour. Of course, you're watching the Alex Jones Show. I just want to remind you in these last couple seconds we have left, it's the 12 days of Christmas. These are products that you need. You need to do your Christmas shopping. Don't give your money to the globalist Jeff Bezos, who hates you, who wants to see your country be destroyed. Do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. These sales are unbelievable and they cannot last forever. Support the InfoWar, InfoWarsStore.com. I'm Tom Papert. You're watching The Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this very short break.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.